Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have Becca in the studio with us. We have Kendall in the studio with us. We don't have James in the studio with us. We have Jesse instead from Ivy on the phone. Howdy, Jesse. Howdy, Becca. Howdy, Kendall. How are you guys going? Oh, sorry. No, hold on. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. My amateurness. I haven't turned on the microphones yet.
Hello.
How's everybody going? Howdy. So we're here today to talk about the Radio 1 91 FM and Velvet the Label presents the Beatniks, Becca Caffin and Ivy next Monday at Ori 2025, 9 p.m. at U-Bar.
That's the one.
Tickets from Otago at Ori, blah, 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 normal Ori stuff. What should we start with? Should we start with the controversy that has come up just this morning around around O Week? This is a lot of local bands. You guys are all Dunedin locals?
Yeah. Currently. Yeah. Right now. What do we think about it?
Yeah, what
I think OUSA is a great supporter of local acts. I don't know about you, Kendall, and you, Jesse, but I feel like a lot of the really good kind of big gigs that I've gotten exposure from and actually gotten paid for have been from OUSA, so I really appreciate everything they've done for me, personally, as an artist.
Nice.
Well, if we're going to get controversial, let's get controversial. As much as I agree with that, and I'm a huge fan of OUSA and the people working there, I still feel like there's almost a bit of a wealth disparity between the amount that the biggest artists are getting paid coming from Australia versus the artists that are getting paid within Dunedin.
Well, it's a valid point.
With that being said, it kind of feels like they spend all their money on these overseas acts and then have nothing really left to share for the Dunedin acts. And I don't know about you guys, but we care probably the most about the USA. So, I guess that's my perspective. No hate to them. But,
it's a valid point. You've got to balance, you know, trying to get people in, trying to get people interested, trying to get, like, the first years to come along, but also trying to respect the local scene.
There's a lot of talent right here, eh? Mm. A lot of talent.
Mm. Oh, well, I'm new to the area myself, and I've just come in, and through the radio, I've been hearing a lot of Dunedin and Kiwi bands that I hadn't heard before, and you are surprised at how much talent is here, you know, like, the music sounds professional, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, there was a difference in quality between international artists and local artists, but there isn't anymore. You know, it all sounds brilliant. There's great songwriters here. Anyone else you want to shout out locally that you might not hear a lot of that could be playing at O Week?
I really like... Oh, is someone else talking? I can't actually tell over the phone.
No, you're good.
Pearly, they're a big fan. I really like them. There's a whole different scene of young artists that are kind of not so associated with the uni. Del Kerrigan, I think, is good sound.
Yeah, I heard Del Kerrigan live. That was fantastic.
It's incredible. I mean, I feel like there's kind of almost two Dunedin scenes, and I kind of wish they were a bit more integrated. There's ones associated with the uni and some that are just associated with the city. And I feel like they could be more intertwined, I think.
No, that's valid.
100%.
A great example. She's a wonderful artist, so, yeah.
Well, controversy aside, let's get on to something more harmonious then, I guess. You guys, you've all sort of, you know, played together before. You'd have been on stage together. You've been on bills together. Kendall, what's your favourite song of the other two bands, artists that are here today? Do you have one for us?
Of course I do, Jack. Of course I do. we'll start with Ivy. Real Love,
nice.
Which they've released recently, I think last year. Love it.
Actually,
it is.
Got real love for it.
It's amazing.
Nice.
And Becca, every single song you've put out.
Nice. Diplomatic answer, that one.
Oh, just too many names, you know, off the top of the head. But no, honestly, very so excited to play with Becca and Ivy again, especially to kick off our week. It's really exciting and really looking forward to it.
Cool. Becca, do you have?
Well, Beatniks and Ivy, I would say, are my favourite local bands, so I'm pretty happy to be in the mix with them.
Are there members in both bands that are in your stage band?
I suppose, yes, there are.
It's feeling vaguely nepotistic. I'm just saying.
I got two Ivies and one Beatniks currently.
Collecting them, like trading cards.
Yeah. My birthday's October 29th, so I really like the Beatniks song October 28th because it's almost about me, maybe. Almost.
it's like 90% about me. There's just
and Ivy. Oh.
No.
Probably, yeah, I hate them all. probably Heartless right now.
Cool.
I was listening to that yesterday.
Jesse, a Beatniks song and a Becca Caffin song that you like?
Well, actually, there's a Beatniks song that was unreleased. I probably should be announcing it, but it's called Another Day.
Ooh.
And I've heard it live quite a few times, and it is just an absolute banger.
Nice.
And there's Becca and I've been working on with the Becca Caffin band this new one. What is it called, Becca? We play it just in the bridge. What's that one called?
Julia Roberts.
Great title.
No.
Oh, Late Day Sun.
Oh,
okay, that one's a secret.
That comes out.
Don't worry, there's not too many people listening to this. Don't worry about it. But a little sneak peek. There you go. Okay. Velvet are involved with this. Velvet the label.
Yes.
Who's helping out there? What are they doing for the gig? How did that come about? Jesse?
I'll attribute that to our good friend Max. Max came from Hot Sauce Club. It's an amalgamation of several different bands from across New Zealand, Full House and Frank on Tap included. And I think it's a label, you know, from the artist for the artist. Kind of similar to the old Flying Nun kind of thing.
Yeah, cool.
So I think it's more just to present local talent and to support local talent. So I'd like to thank Max for that officially.
Awesome.
You guys have anything specific to say about Velvet?
Yeah, it is. It's Max. Max is doing a lot of work in Dunedin, and he's keen for just boosting the local scene, promoting local acts, that kind of thing, which awesome. We love.
Is it recording as well as promoting, or like what's the sort of main angle of it?
I think that is to come. Cool. It's quite new, but I think they're in the works at the moment to expand Velvet as not just kind of like a presenter, but actually like a full-on label able to do all aspects of music. So
nice. So we can expect Velvet 001 on a sleeve sometime soon.
Well, I probably don't want to say too much, but don't rule it out.
Okay. Fingers crossed. Speaking of, does anyone here have any upcoming releases this year, early in the year, that they know of, they want to talk about?
Nothing that I
nothing announced
can talk about.
Okay.
I have no idea what I can say or cannot say. We've been working hard.
See how we putting go. In the hours. We'll
see how
we'll
we
see.
Go.
Yeah. Jesse.
We got a debut album coming out.
Awesome.
So I think that's in not to give an official date, sometime in May, April. Real love, actually.
You said that's debut?
Yeah. Well, we do have an EP, but it's trash, so
everyone says that. Everyone says that about their own first EP, and then later on people go back and they love it. I promise. Who recorded the album?
Legend Tom Bell out of Port Chalmers.
Awesome.
He's worked with some really cool artists, including local talent, Marlon Streaming. So it's his new studio, and Rory, who those who know him, he was in Hot Sauce Club. He was a huge help on the album, doing a lot of production for that. And he also has been working with Becca and the Venus.
Yes, very cool. Shared connection again.
Yeah.
Cool. I have here, I don't know about this, this is info I've been fed, that Becca, Jesse and Sam are doing some pop-up a cappella performances around campus.
Yes.
Can you tell us about those?
We will.
Today at lunchtime, I've heard.
Oh, no.
next 10 minutes, I
On Monday.
On Monday, the 17th.
During the day.
During the day.
Before the gig.
Before the gig. So if you're on campus, keep an eye out for just three people.
Is it three people singing?
Three people singing.
Is anyone, is it pure vocal, like pure singing, or is there someone doing, is someone beatboxing or skibbity-dooing?
There's a lot of beatboxing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse's really big on that, so we let him go crazy with the beatboxing.
Yeah. Nah, it's guitar and vocals.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yuba. Logan actually told me to ask, I think this is more beef. Logan's beef. Logan told me to ask about Yuba. What's it like playing there? What's the venue like? Thoughts on Yuba? Kendall?
It's awesome. It feels like
no, you can be honest. Like
it's awesome and love to play there because it's terrible and hot and sweaty.
There's something about the culture of a U bar, right? Where that's
disgusting.
Like all part
it's
of it.
It's terrible,
yeah.
And I can't wait to be there next Monday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Like,
yeah. No, because the only U-Bar I have experience with is Adelaide's one. But it's the same thing. It's the acoustics aren't great. It's not the best venue.
Yeah.
But everyone loves being there because, they're students, they're young, they love being alive. Nobody's jaded yet. Nobody's annoyed enough yet. I've never been there, so the Monday gig will be the first time that I've been there. What about what are drink prices like at a U-Bar?
They're good on pint night.
Are they?
That's the draw.
Yep.
What are they like?
Steadily going up, I think. But,
they used to be like $5.
Yeah.
I know,
$6 now.
We're getting shafted for it these days.
$6, maybe more, who knows? Yeah. If you want a hazy lemonade, it was $8 last year.
Bloody
Not
hell.
That I go there.
Wait, quickly to vouch for
Yuba.
Sure.
Like, it's awesome. I think a lot of local bands have cut their teeth there, including ourselves. So it's kind of like, you can, it's got its issues, but it's free to talent. So.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Love to Yuba, and love to the people who run it too.
Absolutely. And is it a stage situation? Is it a floor?
It is a stage.
Stage? Yeah.
It's a really good stage.
Yeah, it's a good.
There's no door from the green room to the stage, so once you finish playing, you, like, pick up your stuff. And it's kind of sick because you get to walk through a bunch of people, but, like, you got to get through all this mob to the green.
Fans.
It does create like a really cool atmosphere, right? Just being amongst the crowd.
Yeah, the band. There's no like separation between band and audience.
You're
it's just
you're in it. You know.
Very cool. Very cool. Cool. Well, I look forward to being there. We started a little bit late, so we might have to wrap it up shortly. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to play some music from Ivy and from The Beatniks after this. I've already played some Becca. And there's only one song in our system. Sorry, Becca. I have to get on Logan for getting some more in there.
Oh, I will.
But anything that you want to shout out? Anything on your mind? Anything? Any burning need to say anything?
You can get... Oh, sorry, Jesse, you go.
One more thing. Support local talent. And love OUSA, no diss to them at all. So
no, absolutely.
They are the ones who are putting us up for these gigs, and they're vouching for us. Their things could be improved, but it's all love and support your local talent.
Perfect.
Hey, this is the voice of God and Lily from Radio 1. It's really cool to be working with Velvet on this gig, a local label. And we're really excited about it. There are very, very, very limited tickets left. Like, we're talking...
Like, five.
Yeah, we're talking there's, like, five tickets left. So if you want to go to this gig, which you should, it's going to be, like, the first thing to sell out of O-Week. Super exciting. otago.ori.co.nz or .org.nz.
Hold on. I had it on
your... If you also... OUSA Flickit, it'll come up.
You can also get them through our... our website, and make sure that you look out on campus on Monday 17th with Becca, Jesse and Sam doing their a cappella performances around campus.
Mm-hmm. And if the tickets have all sold out, just email Lily and be really nice and get put on the door.
I don't think I have any control over that.
Logan said I could be on the door, so you know, a bit of a VIP here. I don't know who we're going into first. I think it was Ivy. We're lined up for the sake of it. But it's been great talking to you guys. And
thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in. And thank you for taking time out of your Tuesday morning. Where you're probably working, you've probably got things to do. You're probably not like us, just sitting here in the radio station fiddling around with knobs and dials. Yeah, no, thank you, team.
Cheers, Jack.
Thank you.
Awesome. And let's go with For the Sake of It, for Ivy. With Ivy.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.